And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you today? We got the man, Bob Hoos, in the studio this morning from Costa Del Mar. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, and man, it is all biting. From bay bass to bluefin, we have got so much to cover today. Some great reports and some great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the stars have aligned, and Hoos is in the house.
I would say you want to talk about a busy guy between fishing and all of the things that Costa does and promotes and everything. It's not easy to get this guy in here, and we're stoked. Always so fun to have Bob. Good morning. Stoked to have you join us.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is awesome. We were out on the deck this morning just watching the action, and Ricky nailed it, bay bass to bluefin, and there's something biting right now, Santa Barbara to San Diego, and we ought to make it a tradition when I come down, and I'll just bring my boat down here. After the show, we go.
I mean, there it is.
It's been crazy to see this last week everything really fire back off too. You know, there was a couple of weeks of kind of some down fishing and, you know, as far as the tuna goes, but as the fish usually do for us, something fires back off, and there was just this last couple of weeks it's been some of the best kelp patty variety fishing I've seen at the landing in years. I mean, you watch a day and a half boat come in and unload, and it literally looks like they were at Cedros for the week. I mean, the grade of yellowtail is
incredible.
12 to 25 pounds. The yellowfin, the Dorado, then the bluefin fired back off, and there was great bluefin fishing again. I know the Royal Polaris had a bunch of cows, nighttime jig fishing again, and then the inshore, the half day, three quarter day guys up and down the beach. It's been rad. This was a very, very fun week of fishing.
And look at this weather, kind of just like icing on the cake, right? I mean, the ocean's laid down, beautiful, and it's just that tropical feeling.
Totally. And, Bob, you were saying, you know, that same feeling that we've seen here at the Landing San Diego, Orange County, same exact thing.
Yeah, it was surreal yesterday. I was down on my boat and just watching the whole angling community. Yeah, the yachts coming in the afternoon, flying marlin flags. We had a good marlin bite start of the season. Then you got the skiffs and the smaller boats catching Dorado, our new favorite game.
Oh,
fish.
Totally,
I mean,
right?
That thing is a crowd pleaser. I mean, I had my I was out on my dad's boat the other day with my younger sister. Never caught a local Dorado.
Oh, cool.
And she was beyond stoked. And lost one, caught one, and just, I mean, we were talking about it. It's a neon blue game
yeah.
fish. It's pretty easy to catch, you know, and it usually bites pretty good. Not that day, and we'll go into that. But, I mean, it jumps. It you know, pulls drag. It dogs you at the end, and you get it on the boat, and it's all
beautiful.
Colorful.
Yeah, the best photo fish.
Yeah, and then that night you're on the, you know, it's on the grill, and, I mean, it's just a great game fish.
Totally.
I love it when they're in town.
Seeing them in the water is, you know, sick. You roll up on
yeah.
a kelp, and there's a little neon dart shooting around. And
I was saying I saw my first foamer of Dorado.
Yeah, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's not a lot of kelps out there right now for whatever reason. And we found a group of turnbirds and pulled up on it. And it was just a blue neon ball about 100 Dorado on the little Chovy. And they were, it was just mind boggling, the volume of Dorado that were on this meatball. And when you threw a bait on it,
a beautiful sardine.
A cured Newport Bay Barge sardine on fluorocarbon. My sister got a great cast on it. And I saw that sardine swim right away from the violence. And the Dorado just swam right by it. Like, no,
really?
we're eating french fries.
Yeah, we want nothing
no,
to do with
no
it.
No double-double.
Crazy?
Yeah, it was crazy. But we ended up picking off a handful, slow-throwing the sardines around the school. But, man, when they're on that little stuff, it's a game-changer. They're like, you got to go into, like, stealth mode or something.
Just like tuna.
Exactly. They were acting like tuna.
Yeah.
And boy, you want to talk about some of the most, I mean, exciting, fun, but boy, you call it what it is, also frustrating. You know, you see spot after spot of bluefin down here, and there was some great fishing this last weekend close to home. All the fish was tight to the beach, and all of our local banks in San Diego, the 425 and the 302 and even the 9 Mile Bank, loaded with foamers. And don't get me wrong, there was plenty of fish to be had, but, like, you catch your fish after the, you know, the 10th spot of
yeah.
putting the lure right into it and, like, okay, finally we got one. And
yeah.
then maybe get another, you know, it's been frustrating but so cool to watch at the same time.
What do you think? Is it water temp? Is it like they're just moving in and they're kind of or is it just all that small chovy?
They're just bluefin. That's
yeah.
just what those stupid things do. And I
yeah.
think that we've had several years of very good fishing, and, like, I just think that we have forgotten about all the years of seeing those things around before, and, like, they just don't bite good, you know.
Yeah.
They're just that way. You know, all the albacore years when you see those things and almost not even attempt to catch them because I always like hearing the old timer guys at the tackle store, and they always say that same thing too. You know, in the albacore days, he goes, dude, sometimes we drive by those things, like, what is that? Like, oh, those things don't bite. Like, we're not, you know, there's no reason.
Bluefin.
Yeah, there's no reason to try. Like,
it's a different season when you're out there for the bluefin, especially during the daytime. With that little feed, that biomass of anchovy feed out there, they're on a different program. And we were joking about it earlier. I mean, with the fast trolling the plugs and you're out there soaking a kite, you know, or a flyer under a kite, it's like 405 freeway.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you're a jaywalker.
It's crazy with that speed trolling, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's another one that makes you scratch your head. Like, why on earth could you not put a perfect sardine into a spot and get a bite, the perfect cast with a Colt Sniper popper and not get a bite, and, you know, and the fish is obviously eating 2-inch anchovy, but is willing to bite a plug that's 12 inches long, that's neon pink and purple, and it's hauling ass and 14 knots, you know, like, oh, they'll bite that. But, you know, trying to get a bite on a perfect 3-inch Colt sniper in a foamer with 30-pound, and you wind it right through it three times without even getting a look.
That's crazy.
So weird.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah.
15 miles an hour.
I think it might have something to do with the cat theory. And
total reaction.
I don't have cats, but my friends, lady friends that have cats, you take a ball of yarn and you roll it, you know, on the floor. The cat doesn't move. You take that ball of yarn and throw it, and the cat just has to pounce on it. It's like DNA. They're like, a slow roll, nothing. You throw that ball of yarn, boom, they just got to attack. And maybe that's like the bluefin. They, you know, they see a plug go by at 8 knots, not into it. 12 knots, it's just they got a reaction bite or something.
It's almost as though that 12-inch lure is being chased by another fish or two, and that one that sees it's like, oh, heck yeah, I got this one.
I know the boys in the shop were talking about a scenario last week. They, you know, there's been a big influx, at least down here, of some very small, like first-year class type tuna. And they found a spot that they thought were, you know, they didn't know yellowfin or bluefin, but I mean small fish. We're talking like 5-pound tuna. And it was a little turn school, and they were like flipping out of the water, and they drug those plugs right through that and hooked a big giant cat. They ended up pulling the hooks on it, but you know, some big giant one. And I'm sure that, you know, whatever 150 plus pound fish was just in there trying to eat those small football tunas. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
You know, those things that were flipping around were no bigger than a marauder was.
Wow.
And I mean, 150 pounder's got no problem eating a 5-pound tuna fish.
Amazing.
The food chain out there right now is just amazing. And it's Shark Week going on, and it's a coincidence, but the last bluefin trip, I saw some of the biggest makos out there.
Cool.
Yeah, just tax man everywhere. Yeah. You know, you're in the gyros and you're glassing, you're like, whoa, that is a 400, 500 pound mako.
Jeez. How cool.
They're just waiting for one to get stopped on that Mad Max.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting. Well, I know things have been, I mean, with equally as crazy and busy as the fishing is, your world with Costa gets that same way because everybody's out there. The weather's been great. The fishing's been great. And I mean, Costa just changed things. Like, it's no longer a pair of shades you wear. I mean, it's a tool. Like, and it's a legit tool. And I can't imagine with as busy as things have been, how crazy things must be at Costa right now. Because you guys are in it. You're part of the family.
We're in it. And I just got back from ICAST, the industry show back in Florida last week. And there's some, all the companies are coming out with some exciting stuff. The industry was just buzzing with, you know, it's on. Summer is here.
Cool.
And the sunglass business right now, everyone's like, okay, it's time to, you know, it's time to get my lens options out there. I've got, you know, August, September, October. I'm going to get dialed in, and we're seeing, you know, captains, crews, boat owners all coming into the stores and going, okay, what do I need? Here's what I got. What do I need? And it's like you were saying, Ricky, it's crazy time of the year. Everyone's just gearing up, and I think we're going to be full throttle for the next 2 or 3 months.
I have no doubt. You know, and you guys, you know, Costa is like just part of the fishing fabric around here, involved in every event. You go down to virtually every boat down here at the landings, and I mean, you see the glasses that's on, you know, 99% of captains and crew members, it's all Costa.
Yeah,
like, you're part of the fabric.
Those guys are some of our best, like, tools for R&D, product development, and we bring them down trays of new lens colors and new styles, and they're out on the water every day.
Yeah.
And we learn a lot about, you know, what works in certain light conditions and the frame styles, and all that feedback goes right back to our product development team, and we try to capture it and then bring the new product out based on what the captains are telling us.
We have a lot of people come through the store wanting to make their investment. You know, hey, I've worn whatever glasses, and it's time for me to step up. I want all the tech advances that I can get, you know, through a pair of Costas. And so I try to ask all of those captains, you know, again, same deal, just to try to pull that info. And it's surprising how much everybody has their difference of opinion of what they like. You know, I mean, how do you say that Renee on the Shogun's call is better than Roy on the RP, and those two guys like a completely different lens color?
Isn't that crazy?
The thing is, like, all of them have the Costa quality, you know, but they have a different tint or a different shade. And, like,
everyone has a preference, and we see or we hear a lot of that with guys that don't like the mirrored lens. They don't want that color enhancement. Mm-hmm. They want a gray lens because their eyes are used to seeing like a specific color on the water, and they don't want to change that. And some of our best captains are like that. I'm like, try this. And they're like, oh, I'm old school. And the kids are the under 25 crowd, they're a whole nother ball game. I mean, I can't figure those guys out, but they're more in the style.
Yeah,
you know, their style over performance,
which Costa has.
That's the beauty of it, though. Is you make style glasses, lifestyle glasses that still have the fishing lenses in them.
You gotta have both, and for the younger crowd, you gotta look cool. Older guys are like, I want performance, I want coverage, I want this lens. The Grands are like, I got to look cool.
Yeah, I don't care if it works. I'm not going to be wearing it.
I want to look like the guys on the Shoguns.
Looking cool and having performances.
So it, like Ricky was saying, every person is different. And 100%, you got to try them on.
Yes.
To go online and look at a style, you know, on our website and order it, it might not fit your face. And if it's tight on your temples, you're going to have a miserable day out there. So you really got to come into the store, try them on, make sure they fit your face. Everyone's got a unique face.
Yeah.
And then pick out your lens, and you're good to go.
Well, Fisherman's, you know, Rick's place, obviously, gives you that option. Like, they have the most massive Costa, like, display, like, where they have everything. You could go in and do that.
Yeah,
we carry over 200 pairs for exactly the reason that Hoos is talking about. I mean, there's very little duplicate in that inventory. I mean, certainly some of like the favorites, the Spiro XLs and the Blackfin Pros and the Tuna Alley Pros, like, you know, those, of course, you have some extras on them. There's a lot because everybody's face is different, and Hoos, you nailed it. Like with Costa, you find the frame first, and then you know that whatever else, then you just, you know, then you plug in the part there. Like, you know, I know that Spiro XL fits me like a glove, and then I'll worry about, you know, whether I put a silver mirror lens or a gray lens or whatever comes with it.
What other Southland shops have that kind of maybe the Longfin?
Longfin has a good one. Hogan's has a good display, but Fisherman's is got
by far
the biggest.
Okay.
But even if you don't, you know, I mean, I'm not for the shameless plug on us. Like, even if you don't have the 200 pairs, you go into a shop that's got them, they'll still have the most dialed stuff. You know, I mean, there's a lot of really good places to buy Costas. We love them. It's a huge part of our business. But I mean, even if somebody doesn't have a multi-hundred case, like, they're gonna have the best of the best and know what's right and know what the guys in the boats are wearing.
Yeah, it's cool.
We love them.
What's your lens color?
I'm a silver mirror guy, and it took me a little bit. I was exactly what Hoos described before, gray lens only. I always joked, like, I didn't have the personality to pull off a mirrored lens glasses. I like neutral, regular gray, and that's all I ever wore. And I started, now I wear the silver mirror, which is, in my opinion, and Hoos knows a whole lot more about it than I, but, like, I get the same feeling that I did wearing a regular pair of gray lenses, but a little more bounce back, and I don't know. I love them. Silver mirror is now my new favorite.
Yeah.
You must have created some, because that lens color comes up like daily down here on from the captain that we're working with, and I'm like, what's going on here? I'm getting a lot of this.
But what's your favorite, Bob?
Oh,
offshore.
I have a favorite for every
situation.
Like, light
condition. Sure.
Yeah. If I'm fishing calicos, that green mirror really makes the kelp lines pop.
Yes.
And I've got sensitive eyes to the sun. You've got light eyes too, so I've got to have like good coverage. Offshore, sunny day like this, I like the blue mirror.
Can't beat a blue mirror for offshore, Brad.
Yeah, and it's really good, like, when you're fishing the flyers under the kite. If you have a bite indicator, like an orange ribbon,
it that
color,
it.
Yeah,
it
you can see it out there. Tern birds, that white on a blue background, it's like HDTV. And one thing I'd like to say, what Costa is doing with their Pro Series is we made an adjustable nose guard.
I love that.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, adjustable nose guard on Tuna Alley, Reefed In, Fantail, and we have the new Jose Pro. So the Pro Series have adjustable nose guards. So if it fits your temple, but maybe your nose, the old style doesn't fit, we now have an adjustable nose guard.
So explain. I mean, you change them out, or
no,
how do you?
No, flexible. Yeah, the nose guard is adjustable. So you bend it, you put it on, bend it, so it's snug on your nose, and it will stay. The nose guard will stay at that position, and it'll fit your fit.
Wow.
It's like a custom fit.
And there's like little vents on the inside of it, so you don't have that, you know, when it's really hot and your glasses are fogging up. It's just there.
Yeah. So the Pro Series, and we got that input exactly from
these captains here.
From the Sport Boat captains.
Dude, we're overlooking the research and development team here.
Those guys, and it's great because we give them a little loaner box and of all the new styles, the new lens colors. And when they're out fishing, we have the deckhands say, hey, have the passengers put their driver's license in the tray, grab a pair of Costas. They can fish the trip with that pair, and then when the boat comes in, they get the driver's license.
That's a great idea.
They put it back in the tray, and they walk right up the ramp. They know what they're wearing, and they go right into Fisherman's Landing. This is what I want.
I mean, it's a dirty trick because you put on a brand new pair of Costas and then try to go back to not having them. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
There's no way.
They're
great. Nothing like it. Well, certainly tons to cover. So much information. So stoked to have Bob in here. It's going to be a busy show today, Corey.
Talk about a dirty trick, Rick. He's brought a $300 gift certificate.
Cool.
Okay, for Costa. So you can choose your glass. You can choose
your frame, any style, and it's good for the Pro Series, any Costa sunglass we have, and it's a custom order.
And is there really a pair over 300?
There is very few.
Very few.
I haven't found one yet.
Right, that's why I asked.
Totally.
It's only prescription.
Yeah. Right, okay, so over 300 would be a prescription level.
Yeah.
So listen to this. One lucky caller or texter today.
Get any Costa.
is going to get a $300 gift certificate to go on Costa, and then you choose your glasses, maybe add a shirt or a hat, whatever you can contain under $300 for quite a bit.
So looked up.
Yeah. That is, like I said, like Rick said, a dirty, dirty trick. All right. So one lucky caller, give us a shout, 213-432-1090. That's your chance on the phone, or text us only via the app. It's a free download. It's a really killer way to listen to the shows. You can archive. You can go back and listen to shows from last year, from just, you know, last month, whatever you want to do there. You can do that only via the app, free download, and text us. That way, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so when Bob flips a coin at the end of the show and decides whether it's going to a caller or a texter, we can get back at you. We're going to be right back. More from Bob Hoos and Costa, the best in the planet here, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone phone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about a place where it is always biting, and that's right down the walkway of the landings here at Point Loma Seafoods in Point Loma. It is such part of tradition, you know, and I can't tell you how this same scenario plays out every single day at the tackle store. Guy comes down from Orange County, maybe from out of town, maybe from right down the street, doesn't matter. Brings the reels into the shop. Hey, I'm going fishing tonight on the Pacific Queen. I need 40 pound of my reels. I'll be back in a half hour. I'm going to Point Loma Seafoods to get my fish sandwich.
Right?
Like, Point Loma Seafoods is literally part of the tradition of the landings. Not a better spot. You know, they call it the freshest thing in town for a reason. Just so, so killer to have those guys right next door to us.
And all those exotics like the fresh king salmon from up in Alaska, or whether it's some killer piece of sea bass from Baja.
I love it. Yeah, their case is different every single day because they put in there what is right at the market at the time. John and Jack are always on. It's just a great spot. Nothing like it. Point Loma Seafoods, check them out. It's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Filet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, if that wasn't a good enough intro, right, all the bluefin and the Dorado and all the action you've had, Bob, but giving away a $300 pair of, you know, Costa certificate, right? You can go on Costa, and that's going to one lucky caller or texter. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Lines are full, sorry, right there. But you can text us via the app, and only through the app you can do that. It's real simple, easy download, and free. So
let's do it, man. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up, and everybody's excited to talk to Hoos.
How about we start out with Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering what makes your glasses different from any other company out there right now?
So it's a great question, and Costa has always prided itself in having one of the best polarized lens on the market. And we make our lenses over in Italy, and there's a lot of technology to back that lens. And the lens options that you have are much different than some of the other sunglass brands. We have a full spectrum of different lens colors, all polarized, available in glass and polycarbonate for each light condition and sometimes preference. So if you go on CostaSunglasses.com and check out the lens options, you'll see that there's just a lens for just about any application, every application, in light condition.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing is you know any sunglass company can put a polarized coating on any type of pair and say these are great for the ocean. What they don't have is a lifetime of feedback from captains from across the world, from the long range fleet to guys in Florida looking for bonefish to some guy fishing a river sight fishing for a largemouth. I mean, you know, this company has a lifetime of feedback from anglers, and you've always built a fishing forward sunglass. Like Costa has always been that first.
They're crisp, they're clean, they're lightweight, and they're functional.
Yeah, it's a performance sunglass, and you're gonna, when you buy a pair, you're gonna be using that sunglass for performance. You're gonna see what's out there. You're gonna see the fish. You're gonna see the conditions, and you know, if you want to do like the Pepsi challenge, stop at 7-Eleven, buy a pair of rack sunglasses for $20, and they say they're polarized, and then put on a pair of Costas and just go side by side, and it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
And all that mentioned, and they're very competitively priced, right? It's not over the top in price for the over and top quality offered.
I tell guys it's like buying a mid-range two-speed reel.
Yeah.
And, you know, you buy it, you want performance out of that reel. Well, same thing with sunglasses. You want a performance sunglass to have the most fun and best time on the water. Yeah. See what's out there.
And looking good.
And looking cool. You got to look cool.
Well, a spot that you definitely need to have your shades, and if I'm going down here, for sure, that's my blue mirror lenses, because it's always bright and nice at East Cape, and that's where we're heading right now. We got John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey. Bob.
Good morning.
How you doing, John?
Well, it's extraordinary fishing. We've had 6 straight weeks of really, really good fishing. This is actually the best I can recall. No, a slow start, but then about the second week in June, it really, really kicked in, and it's been consistent for the last 6 weeks. And literally almost, and not almost, every game fish, popular game fish on the East Cape has been biting for the last month. You know, Wahoo showed up about 3 weeks ago. And it's been a real good consistent bite in Oahu, and that just pretty much rounded us out. The water temp now is up 84, 86 degrees. It's clear and flat. We're getting a normal afternoon southeast breeze as it kind of cools us off, which is pleasant. The air's been very pleasant. It's been actually, you know, compared to everywhere else, and certainly in the United States, it's been cooler than normal. Highs are in the low 90s, and for late July, it's very, very pleasant. It's not too hot at all. The fish, we have the Bisbee coming up this week, and that's really the big news. You know, coming Wednesday, the Bisbee starts, and we've been sending out 10 to 20 boats a day at the hotel, and captains are telling me that they're tying into some big, big fish out there. You know, most of our boats have 60-pound test, and they're tying into some fish that are just breaking them off and stripping them real. There are some big, big fish out there this year. We expect a big, big blue to win this one this year. So
perfect outfits when you're trolling up a yellowfin or getting in on that Dorado or striped marlin fishing, but you hang a 350-pound marlin, you got some issue on your hands.
Oh, boy, and there's some bigger than that. I think last year was 600-pounder, I believe. So there's some big fish out there. And speaking of yellowfin, a very, very consistent yellowfin bite for the past 6 weeks. You know, they're 5 to 40 miles off. And what really makes it nice is there's smaller pods of porpoise that are holding these yellowfin. And so it's more spread. They're fast-moving schools. And so you never see more than 3 or 4 boats on any one pile there, which really makes a difference. You know, the fish don't get driven down by too many people working them. So it's working out well for everybody. Almost everyone's limiting. You know, there's occasional day where it's a little bit slower than others, but overall it's extraordinary yellowfin fishing. Fish are a little bit bigger this week, actually, 7 to 40 pounds, quite a few in the 20 to 30-pound range. And they're loving the hoochies and cedar plugs, anything trolled, and multiple hookups. You know, everybody's talking about having 4 or 5 of them on once, so a lot of fun with the yellowfin for sure. The Wahoo, last week they were biting off the Itricoot, Colorado, and the lighthouse on the dropout there. They were taking Rapalas and Marauders. They moved further south this week. They're down by the White Cliffs, down by Venaramas. But we're seeing, you know, 4 or 5 nice Wahoo coming to the cleaning table daily. Dorado, it's lots to talk about, guys. The Dorado are the big fish, you know, the big solitary bulls are still around, you know. quite a few. You know, we're getting one or two a day of 50-plus pounds. But we're seeing more schooling fish now, you know, in the 10 to 40-pound range. And they're closer inside. You know, they're around five miles off the beach in the same area as really is the marlin. A few are mixed outside with the tuna. They're taking the troll feathers and hoochies and a few on live bait.
Man, it sounds like some incredible fishing, John.
Geez, no doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful place on the planet.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It really is incredible. I don't recall it being this good. We haven't got to rooster fish yet. You know, anglers are normally early in the morning, they're done with the they've limited on the elephants, so they're rolling back inside and going for the roosters. And fish, you know, to 50 to 70 pounds are common.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
You're talking my speed right there.
Yeah, fishing them on the beach.
Yeah.
John, incredible fishing to be had right now. You know, we said the same thing. Like, I know how busy things get, and we're certainly rolling into prime time, but any opportunity to go, you know, in these coming weeks if somebody wants to sneak down and get in on the fishing while it's so hot?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we've got room, and everybody should come down and take advantage of this extraordinary fishing. I expect it to continue. We have good bottom fishing as well. A few of the boats are still fishing the bottom, and picking up some big amberjack, and actually a few yellowtail, too. Nice-sized yellowtail, believe it or not, in this warm water. Extraordinary fishing, guys.
Awesome.
Extraordinary fishing.
Love to hear John. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to come in and book a spot, talk to Pam, and go fishing at Rancho Leonero.
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And we're uploading photos every day, so a lot of fish to show you guys.
John, excellent report. Love to hear about the epic fishing down at the ranch, my favorite place in the whole world, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I'll give you the results of the Bisbee next week.
Oh, yeah, excellent. I look forward to it. Well, good luck to all the guys, and I hope there's a big, fat qualifier for somebody. Appreciate it very much, John. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Hey, a great text came through. This one, good morning, guys. I tried a pair of Costa Seamates readers, and they are an absolute game changer for my old eyes. I can see, I can tie knots without changing my sunglasses for my my normal readers. My question is for Hoos. Is the Seamate option available in a glass lens so I can get a little extra scratch resistance? That's from Corey in Escondido.
That's Seamates are one of my favorites as well, because they have the readers on the lower part of the lens. And unfortunately, when you have that reader lens on the lower part of the Seamates, which is our reader pair, we do not make it in a glass lens.
So poly, you get the super lightweight advantage of poly, but no glass.
Yeah, with that reader in there, they're not able to manufacture the lens out of glass.
Got it. And basically, it is a same regular, stylish, good fishing pair of glasses that from the outside looking, you would never know, but you just glance down at the bottom of the lens and you got that magnifier, whatever it might be, tying knots, reading your chart. It's so popular.
So many people love the Seamates. And I just tell guys and gals, just when you're not using your Seamates, put them in the case. It'll prevent scratching. And, you know, just take better care of them.
Reader available in multiple powers?
Yeah, 1.5, 2.0, and 2.5 readers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right.
Interesting. I've actually got another test that kind of complements that one too, Rick. And it's from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita, and he says, good morning, guys. Question for Bob. I'm getting to the point where I need corrective lenses. How does the prescription program work?
Okay, so if you need prescription, and what you're going to do is you can go on CostaSunglasses.com and find a prescription dealer. And he was in Rancho
Santa Margarita.
Okay. So they'll, on our site, it will pop up our Costa prescription dealers in his area. He'll drive there. They'll have a full display of Costa sunglasses. You get your prescription, try your frame on, pick your lens color, and that.
So they handle it all at the eyeglass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Costa prescription dealers out there.
Perfect.
They're on our website, and if you have your prescription, it'll expedite the process. Otherwise, you gotta update it, and you can pick out your frames. You can, you know, they'll have your prescription pick out the lens color, build the prescription sunglasses, and you'll walk out of there with Costas.
We get asked that at the tackle store all the time, you know, hey, can I get them? But, like, it is exactly what it's called. It's a prescribed thing. You know, a doctor says this is what it is, and anything that way has to be handled by somebody like that.
So exactly.
Readers, no problem, but if you're getting legit prescription lenses, it has to be by somebody that can prescribe them for you.
An RX, optometrist, a Costa dealer, and they'll take care of you.
And you guys only deal with people that know how to deal with that kind of stuff, too. That's the other thing. Like, you don't see Costa everywhere. Like,
no,
there's a process to be a dealer of it, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know about the prescription side because we don't do it, but I'm sure it's probably even more so than the regular.
Yeah, they don't just hand those dealership Costa authorized prescription dealer out like candy. You got to go through the program, get approved, and if you're legit optometrist and you have the right facility, Costa will authorize you.
Awesome.
It's really cool that it's available, for sure.
Yeah, it's expensive for these guys, prescription.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's double, sometimes even triple the price, but... You know, you got to be able to see.
Yeah, like you were talking about a regular pair is buying a Fathom. You're getting a pair of of prescriptions. You're buying a Talica.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. More from Bob Hoos. The Hoos man is in the house when we return on the Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having so much fun. One open line, though. If you want to get in, get your shot at this $300 gift certificate to CostaDelMar.com. It's 213-432-1090. That's your chance right there. You can text us via the app.
It's been a very busy morning. Lots of great questions. Phone lines are packed up, and it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting. I'm very excited for this week's catch report because there are some good fishing going on.
A lot going on, and not only is it important to have that pair of Costa and that awesome pair of sunglasses, but talk about gas prices.
Oh, dude.
Right? don't go there, right?
We have a story. Did a day and a half trip of that fast throwing the plug and came into the fuel dock, got the same boat as Pete, 36 Pacifica, fueled up, gave him my credit card and or my bank card, my debit card, and it got declined.
And you're like, what the heck?
The bank thought it was fraud.
You know? So you've been buying fuel at this place for 20 years. It's never, somebody stole your card, man.
I had the bank on the phone, and they said, Vaughn, you've been a customer for 23 years, B of A. We've never seen a charge like this, so we shut it down.
Wow. Well, I have the answer for you. Yeah. Put that thing on a trailer.
Yeah.
Get it down to Summit Gasoline. That's definitely Summit Gasoline has the lowest price in town, and it's easy to get in and out with your boat trailer. I don't know about a 36-footer, but they definitely are easy for every trailer boat, and it's only at Summit Gasoline. Get your 24 hours a day and get your California fishing licenses, discount bait certificates, beer, soda. Have you heard of discount bait certificates, Bob?
I was thinking about it.
Nowhere else. Nowhere else can you get it. And then you fuel up with 35 gallons of fuel. And you get 100 pounds of free ice, too. So step in and say hello to Martha and the crew. And
Martha.
It's Summit Gasoline at the sports arena.
It's a cool spot. I mean, it is a boat-friendly fuel station. It's huge, like huge giant pull-through for your trailers. It's right in front of the sports arena, so it's like dead in between the Shelter Island launch ramp and the Mission Bay Dana launch ramp. And, 100 pounds of free ice. You can buy a certificate for bait that's lesser money than when you buy it on the barge. It's a cool spot. You can get your fishing licenses there. You know, they've got a terminal, and it's 24 hours a day. So if you need to get a license before the tackle store's open, you can get hooked up there. Like, it's just a rad fuel shop, and they're cheap. It's like we always say the same thing. It's like cheaper than Costco prices at Summit Gasoline. Pretty cool spot. Well, speaking of another cool spot, we're going to head up the beach, talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line from Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Willie?
Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning, Hoos. How are you, buddy?
Good, Brian. Thanks, man. Good morning.
Good, good. You know, Hoos had a birthday this week. Caught a bluefin on his birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Hoos.
It was a $1,200 bluefin.
Birthday.
But, you know,
right?
It's priceless.
Yeah, some good sashimi. That's rad.
Good stuff. Well, hey, our recap this week, you know, like the local half-day stuff, we had some action this week along the kelp and over some of the shallow hard bottom zones. We've been fishing in tight in some areas, you know, a couple fathoms on out to, you know, 10 fathoms. So we've been all over the place. Our water temp's like 70 to just over 71. It definitely helped kind of kick some of that bass fishing into gear. Time of day. And the water movement, obviously, that current or the tide, you know, played a big part on whether or not we'd get our bites. But we had bigger, larger live bait this week, so that makes things a little trickier on the fly line baits. You know, some of the guys that are savvy at fly line and a sardine had some bites. But it was tough for some of the guys on our rental rods with that. But we did switch over to some small rubber lures for those guys, some flukes and some small swim baits. So they caught lots of fish on that, on the half-day stuff. Three-quarter day, right now, guys are heading out to find a kelp in the mornings, you know, trying to get that morning mahi on the boat. Some of that fish has been in tight. Gosh, there was a kelp in 30 fathoms yesterday that Tommy White on Dana Pride drove by that had some fish on it. They didn't bite, but there were some fish in there tight, so which definitely speaks to the amount of fish that's around. I heard Bob talking earlier about all that open water fish, so there's definitely plenty of that stuff around. So after a few hours of looking in the mornings, you know, the guys are out there catching a couple fish here and there on a kelp. Then they're kind of bending it in and fishing the beaches for that bass. But it's kind of the same action in the three-quarter day zones that it has been in the half-day areas. Action for the guys on the smaller lures, some fly line action on the sardines, but it's been tough to get those bites on that bigger bait. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente and Catalina, both on his overnight and some all-day stuff. Same bass action at both islands. I'd say Clemente probably fished better than Catalina with the keepers. But a few yellows in the counts from San Clemente Island, along with good action on the bass, barracuda, and bonito over there. Offshore, our six-pack fleet, the guys have been fishing bluefin, had some good catches this week. Plenty of bites on the high-speed troll with fish ranging from 60 to 200 pounds being caught. I know Manser on the boardroom had one go over 200 pounds this week on the troll.
Ooh, right on. Other bites.
Yeah, there's a whopper on that, you know, that high-speed trolling lure. It's crazy how that thing's getting bites. But he had some real nice fish for his clients this week. So that's pretty much our week. We do have some all-day offshore trips going online. Our first one will be next week. It'll be on the Dana Pride on Thursday. It's limited to 35 anglers, and get this, $150 gets you on the boat. Smoking
deal. No way. Jeez.
Awesome price.
So, yeah. So that'll fill up fast, as you can imagine. So, again, with all that open water Dorado, chance of some yellowtail and some kelp, and even seeing some bluefin in some zones, Tommy's eager to get out there and give it a shot. So call and make those reservations. You can book online at danawharf.com. Or you can always check us in the office here, 949-496-5794.
And that full day offshore, starting on Thursday, going through the weekend, or is it just the...
It's just we're trying to piece it in and around, you know, other open party trips and charter biz. So the earliest that we have open for that particular offshore trip is Thursday. And then we'll kind of fill them in during the weeks coming as, you know, we have open availability.
And best to just check the landing website for availability on all those trips?
Exactly. Check, or you can call the office. They have a schedule of the days that those trips are going to run. But like I said, the earliest one is going to be this coming Thursday.
Right on. Great tip, man. Willie, appreciate it. Great report. Looks like we got a nice little batch of weather, and I think we got good fishing again coming this week, man. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks. Have a great week, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Hey, from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, we're going to head all the way down to Cedros Island and Cedros Sport Fishing and talk to Jeff Flowers online. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, I know you just came back from the island, and I'll be listening very closely to this report because I got my gear packed. I got a fresh bag of MCs next to me, and I'm heading for Cedros Port Fishing tomorrow morning and anxious to hear how things are going down there, Jeff.
Well, you're going to have to curb your excitement, Rick. The fishing is fantastic. So we had the tournament last weekend, the Yellowtail tournament, and it was not wide open, which was a head scratcher because usually it is down there. You had to work at it, you had to stay consistent, and if your bait's not in the water, your jig's not in the water, then you have no chance of catching something. So things have turned around a little bit. The fish were on the south end of the island when we were first starting off in the tournament. We had 47 boats. Three anglers per boat plus a skipper, and the place got a little bit run over a little bit down there, but everybody else zigged and we zagged on the second day, and we went north, and the fish up there were a lot bigger, a lot more aggressive. We were able to put 19 yellows on the boat, and we went fishing for the largest bottom fish for the tournament. So we ended up in second place for the tournament.
Nice.
Out of 47 boats. Second time in a row, so that's first place loser. competitive. You know what I'm talking about. And the good news, too, is the second lodge, their boat came in third.
Cedros Sport Fishing, well represented.
Yeah, and we also got the largest bottom fish, Rusty Travis, on the boat I was on, caught a 33-pound halibut.
Nice.
And, yeah, so it's biting down there, and you just got to stay after it. So it was fun, and we had a great time. Matthew Lick from he was down there representing Seeker for us, and he did a fantastic job. He caught a couple of his personal best, and it was a fun comment to listen to him. He's been down there before at a different lodge, and all the time he kept saying, "I'm never going back to the other place. I'm never going to go fish with the other guys. This is Cedros Sport Fishing is a first-class outfit on the island. Rosie runs that thing like a German train schedule. And, we have a great crew. And it's testimony for the tournament that we have a great fishing group with not only the better pongas and better skippers, but when you have 47 boats that come into a tournament and we finish second and third and largest bottom fish, that speaks volumes for the crew that we use and that we're partnered with.
No doubt about it, buddy. Well, certainly sounds like some great fishing to be had. I know our Let's Talk Hookup group is very excited to come down and get on it. I as well. And we'll look forward to giving the full report from down there when our Let's Talk Hookup trip comes back. And as always, you talk about Rosie running such a tight operation. I mean, just I can say firsthand, like, the level of emails and preparations you get from her, because people that haven't been down before, it's a private flight, you're flying out of Mexico. I mean, there's just things that are different than the normal trip that we go on, and she makes it so easy. Arrive at this time, this is where you park, this is the phone number you call if you want a reservation, this is where we'll all be standing when you get here, like, when you go inside, you talk to this person. It's just like, I mean, every step of the way is lined out. She makes it so easy, and man, we're packed up and excited and can't wait, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, too, since I was down there last year, this was the first trip this year, so I still got two more to go. The airport has changed, and I'll be honest with you. It's a very nice airport, very well organized. They've added on. Getting through security is a little different than it was. No harder, no worse. I mean, it's just as easy. And then the restaurants are, you know, we stop at the one at the end of the hallway or the breezeway and get your Cameroon tacos and margaritas or a beer, and you just start your trip off just, you know, with the right mental attitude. And you get down there, and it's just phenomenal. So for those people who have been wondering whether or not they should pull the trigger and go, grab your stuff, make a phone call, and get a hold of Rosie. We have a few openings, and that's kind of odd where the openings that we have are in some of the best time slots later in the season. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to be surprised, Ricky, if your group ends up getting yellowfin. Flying fish are everywhere. Water's really warming up. And the Dorado will be swimming around, I'm sure. So be ready for all things to bite.
Well, we can't wait, buddy. It's going to be a great trip, Jeff. An excellent report, and we're certainly looking forward to getting in and pulling on some big Cedros yellowtail. If somebody wants to take one of those spots that you're talking about in those prime times, how do we get a hold of Rosie?
So best thing to do is to give her a call, and she's got her phone with her all the time. And if she doesn't answer, I promise she will call you back within minutes. And that number is 619-772-7570. And you can also get a hold of her through the website at cedrossportfishing.com. And, again, we have some spots that are open that are prime spots for three people. So then all three people get to pick and, you know, go on a ponga yourself with your group. We've got openings at the Upper Lodge, which is fantastic. I went up there and took a look at it personally, and it's beautiful.
Awesome.
I still like Lodge 1, but Lodge 2 is it's a close second to being the, you know, one of the best on the island. So
very cool, but, Jeff. Well, we can't wait. It's going
to
be a lot of fun, and we'll, big time. We're going to be looking forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. And I got two spots open left on a trip that's going on the 20th. You'll be fishing with me and my friends. We're a chill group of people, so if you're thinking about going, jump on that trip, and it's the 20th through the 25th, and you'll have a blast.
Got it. Okay, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
See you guys.
All right, appreciate that very much.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man. You're in for a good one.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's going to be a good time. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including continuing with our catch report. We got our great buddy, Captain Benny Florentino, on the line. We got Gundy Gunderson on the line. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego of Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear COSA sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, COSA is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. COSA was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. COSA has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at costasunglasses.com.